Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Funk moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Quinn moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McManus steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quinn strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Stone chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stone. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Uhel covering. Safe. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bill Akers pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Akers moves to second. George Earnshaw now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Akers moves to third. McManus moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.